Yeah, pretty much called him out on the carpet, didn't BK did.
I mean, he really did. He just...
I believe the word was awful.
Awful or terrible.
And apologized
to the university.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you don't mince words when you start doing stuff like that.
Right.
So,
there you go. But there's senior night tomorrow night, of course.
And I'll be there.
You will be there. You'll be talking about them seniors.
Patrick will be there as well.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be there.
Scooter's out for most of this week, so he'll be back on Friday. Uh-huh. I guess if he feels like it. So,
sure. You know.
So you got the B team until then. So.
Oh, now I wouldn't call it the B team.
Well, you know, let's. I like to underpromise and overdeliver. You know that.
You're right.
You know, it's always best to do that. If you underpromise and overdeliver, people walk away pleasantly surprised.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Chase didn't suck as bad as I thought he would. So
that's right. And Tom was just the same.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever that is, right.
Deputies in Charlotte County, Florida, say a man crushed a small car with his huge van. A van, really?
Not an SUV.
No, or a truck even. Mm-hmm. According to authorities, the five-foot tires. Yeah, that's a huge van, all right. The five-foot tires. Okay.
What, monster van competition.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 5'10", Or if you're 6 feet tall, take a ruler, hold it at the top of your head, and where that ruler stops, that's how big those tires are. I mean,
wow. I mean, Scott couldn't hide his keys on top of those tires.
No.
According
to authorities, the 5 foot tires on the van smashed the car after driving over it several times. No, the tires didn't do it. The driver did it. What a horribly written story. The sheriff's office says security guards identified the van's driver, who was arrested at a campsite. I'm sure that blended in very well. You're not going to, you know, so much for being inconspicuous. The driver has been charged with felony criminal mischief. So,
mischief?
Mischief.
You crush a guy's car, it's just mischief.
It's all it is mischief.
Is that it is?
Oh, those youngins.
That's right.
Mischief is, you know, papering somebody's house.
Yeah.
That's mischief.
That's what I thought, you know.
You know. Oh, the kids, look at all that mischief.
look at that.
Instead, no, 5 foot tires, that's pretty much felony territory right there. Now, it does say felony criminal mischief, but felony and mischief doesn't exactly blend well together. It doesn't.
No.
It's like a goodness of fit problem.
It's going to be a good morning.
Chase, are you on it this morning?
You betcha.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2012 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The lecture will feature two speakers, Hugh N. Ross, founder and president of ReasonsToBelieve.org, and Gerald L. Schroeder, lecturer with the Aish HaTorah College of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. Ross's talk, Theistic Implications of Big Bang Cosmology, will explore cosmic history from its origin, which Ross notes was described by Bible authors long before scientists, implying a real possibility of a causal agent. Schroeder's talk, Genesis and the Big Bang, will examine contention between the biblical and scientific views of creation, a conflict Schroeder says is more perceived than real, especially when considered within the Hebrew text. For more information on this free lecture event on Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m., contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817. Tony Roma's is offering up plates full of deliciousness that you can't afford to miss. Tony Roma's is tired of Monday getting a bad rap, so we introduced Endless Rib Mondays. So grab some guys and get some ribs. Endless Rib Mondays, only at Tony Roma's. Tony Roma's, just off the bypass in Bryan in front of Premier Cinema. Visit freelunchfridays.com for a chance to win free lunch at Tony Roma's, or text LUNCH to 89031. There's two ways to win free lunch from Tony Roma's. Text LUNCH to 89031 or visit freelunchfridays.com. WC Tractor in Bryant and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster Tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
618 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's February the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Joanne Woodward was married to Paul Newman, Oscar winner herself. She's 82 years old today. Actor Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever.
That's right.
There you go, from WKRP in Cincinnati. He turned 72 years old today. Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd, he's a singer. Yeah, there he is. He's 52 years old. Grant Sho, he's on Melrose Place, is 50 years old. Singer Bobby Valentino is 32 years old. And wait a second. Ralph Nader, is he running for president again?
Probably.
Yeah, probably so. He's, of course, the consumer advocate that has run unsuccessfully for president.
Don't buy
several
a Pinto.
Yeah.
Was it a Pinto? No.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 78. Years old today. Chelsea Clinton.
But he's one of those guys that's he's just felt old for a long time.
I know, yeah. Yeah, he hasn't aged gracefully for years.
No, not at
right.
all.
Yeah. Chelsea Clinton, daughter of Bill and Hill, is 32 years old today.
Let that sink in. That may make some of the youngs in the audience feel a little bit older right there, because I mean she was just an awkward teenager when dad was elected.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think she was a teenager. I mean, she was,
no,
I think she was 12.
A,
so, like yeah, because that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, just an ugly little child. That's all she was.
Well, gosh, I don't know if I'd have went that far with it.
Well, but, she was, you know.
She thanks you for making her awkward years more awkward.
Yeah. Well, no, but she grew up to be a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's married, isn't she?
She is.
There you go.
She is.
Okay, but she still calls herself Chelsea Clinton. She's 32. And Andy's brother on The Office, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
he's also a pretty good singer.
Yeah.
By the way.
He can belt out a tune. On an off day. He can kind of hit the
note. I guess he's only been Andy's brother in that one episode this year,
right?
When they were having the party out at Shroot Farm.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. And Andy's unresolved daddy issues because of that. So.
That's right. But Josh Groban, who also sings besides being Andy's brother on The Office, is 31 years old today. And that's all I got.
Well, okay. Let's see. I think the only ones that you missed, James Worthy, basketball guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's 51 today.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You mentioned Howard Hessman.
Yes, I did.
And the only other one that I can see that
yeah.
Kate Mara, the actress.
Oh yeah,
she's 29 today.
And, what does she do?
Well, she was in.
Or does it matter?
Well, she was in the movie We Are Marshall. She was the waitress girlfriend in We Are Marshall, if you ever saw that movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
And but the interesting thing is, she doesn't need to act to make money, because her grandfather was Wellington Mara.
Oh, owned the Giants.
Who owned the New York Football Giants. Father is John Mara, who owns the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, the Super Bowl champion,
yeah,
New York
she's
Giants.
One of these money-begetting-money type people.
She probably has a nice seat in the stadium.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, so she's 29 today. And it's 621.